Learning is hard work. I was taught this in ninth grade as a freshman in William H. Armstrong's study skills class. He always said to do anything worth doing is hard. And to this day, I still believe him. Whether it's learning to be successful in a classroom, learning how to drive a car, learning how to fix a boat, whatever you're learning, it's work. It's hard at times. For some, it might be easy if it's something you started with at a young age and observed your parents do it. But many of us, there are aspects of learning that are hard, and we have to sweat to get through it. Hence the name for my podcast, Sweat to Inspire. It's work for me to be a teacher. It's hard work. But often in education, we forget this. We forget to take into account the free will of the learner. If our students don't see a reason to learn something and they don't want to do hard work because it's not a value that their family has, they won't do it. No matter how good a relationship we have, how fun we make it, how much effort's put into the instruction and how high quality the instruction is, there's always free will. There will always be students that don't want to learn it. It might be their maturity level. It might be that they don't like working hard. It might be because they don't get why they need to learn what you're teaching them. Yet, as teachers, how do we approach this? What do we do? Obviously, the goal of teaching is to get rid of the teacher, because in every job anybody can ever have, you're going to do learning and you're going to figure things out without a teacher. And that's the point of school, is teaching people to be independent of the teacher. I always tell my students it's better to get it now while it's free than pay somebody to teach it to you later. And it is hard work. I teach 6th, 7th, and 8th grade middle school. And for some of them, it can be very hard work, because it's not connecting to things that they understand yet. It's not something they've seen modeled in the world. And our goal as teachers is to make sure they see why and to connect it. But sometimes that doesn't click till years later. I've talked to former students in high school. They go, "Hey, thanks, Mr. Black. I'm glad I finally get it now." Or college students said, "Hey, Mr. Black, I just didn't get it yet in 7th grade, but I'm so happy you taught me when I was there, because I get it now." As educators, we have to remember that. And I hope that those that judge teachers, those in positions that create these evaluation plans, understand that that student data might not move as quickly as they want it to, but it moves. And it helps if people focus on the instruction when measuring a teacher's worth and not the outcome or the learning, because it's not a straight line corollary that so many people think. Yes, learning should improve, but it doesn't mean it shows up on that next test. It might show up later, because learning isn't a straight line, and it is so much hard work with a lot of free will involved, no matter how great the teacher is.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.